ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. Podcast, ELG Music Group. You feel me? Saucy Talk Podcast platform. We is live. Shout out to everybody that tapped in with me. You feel me? Shout out to Podcaster for doing the 2023 wrap up. Showing the insights and everything of everybody that's been tapping in and enjoying the content that I bring forward. I know I haven't been on here for a minute, but like the other last couple of posts, last couple of episodes I did, I've been telling you about, you know, the things that, you know, has been transpiring in a way. But due to siblings and everything like that, I'm pretty sure the people that's immediate in my circle know. So thanks to that, the people outside know a little bit what's going on. But it is what it is, and we're not gonna get into that. But we will. You feel me? Get into something where I could just sprinkle a little into it, though. But that's one of the reasons why I haven't, you know, been putting in a lot of footwork, a lot of shit, you feel me, to get some the situation handled. Being an open book with you guys as much as I can. What the shit's going on, but you know, it's just the everyday thing for a black man in the U.S. But in between time, I done picked up another fucking habit, y'all. I'm a fucking vapor. I done went to 3 vapes so far. I done put down the Black and Miles. And I'm a vapor. I still be smoking big blunts. But I catch myself just, you know, chilling with this shit, though. You feel me? It's kind of eloquent in a way. You feel me? A little eloquency for the shit. My saucy adventures has been... man. Talking about it, though. Talk about it. And I know they're going to be on it. They're going to be listening to all my podcasts and all that shit. And I know they be on my shit all the time. So, you feel me? So, for the saucy event, for my saucy adventurers, it's only one. It could be multiple. I'm only dealing with one person right now, you feel me? A solid individual. You feel me? Yeah, real solid individual. So, as far as I can say, so far so solid. Well, it's been cool, you feel me? It's been cool. This ain't gonna be no fucking love connection type shit. This ain't that, and this ain't this. You feel me? But yeah, the saucy adventure shit. You feel me? Yeah, I know y'all been getting, you know, been, you know, y'all been wanting the details and all that shit, but it's like, it's like, I've been having this heater on for a minute. Let me put it on. Is it on auto? Let's see. I had it on. Well, we're going to put it on auto. That's cool or whatever. But, yeah. Give me y'all tips. give y'all tips in these in this in, for y'all to be having in the dating world. Everybody that's in the dating world or whatever, y'all trying to get somebody that y'all could call y'all own. I have somebody that's on y'all. You feel me? Just be yourself. Be your motherfucking self. Be yourself to your full capabilities. Your goofy size, your intelligent size. Show all that shit to the person. And let them determine if they're going to fuck with you. You feel me? But keep it in your mind. You don't give a fuck. Just be yourself. You feel me? They're going to gravitate to you. Just be yourself. Be quirky, odd, whatever. Be yourself. That's all you gotta do. I like doing these podcasts because it gives me a clear mind on what my next step should be. And it should give you a clarity on what your next step should be in this particular field. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to talk to y'all about that shit. About all this shit is just natural, what I'm telling you. So this is nothing like I just come up here and just have to tell you guys. I'm just here talking to you guys about this type of shit. You feel me? Even though shit's going smooth and butter and shit like that, I still have a mind. You feel me? And I know everything ain't A1 100% with everybody. So take in consideration that the ideal person, you're going to have to take with a salt of grain. With a grain of salt. Because they've been through experiences just like you've been through experiences. But it's up to you to determine if you're going to, if you up to dealing with that type of shit. To dealing with people's trauma, people past, as a whole. Because you want to know if you can be able to pair bond with a person. You got to check their body count facts. It gives you an analytics on what the fuck is going on. You know? The body count gonna tell you. Even if it is off the Richter or whatever like that. You feel me? But if it's room for improvement and they are open for it, that's a perfect person to deal with. Somebody that's open for new ideas and new approaches to situations. It's always a good thing. So right now, you feel me? Me and my thing. We on the same page. So right now, we be on the same page and everything. And that's a good thing because that's some of the things I be preaching on here. Like, you want somebody that can vibe with, somebody that can finish your sentence, somebody that can, you know what I mean, that has the same kind of mind frame. You feel me? And, this person is displaying this shit. right now. You feel me? We'd you know what I mean? We'd have been we'd be chopping it up right now. Actually, we was just chopping it up, so I just hopped on here to talk to y'all about this shit. You feel me? My little AP mad at me because she don't get no more time. You feel me? No more time with it was, it's nonsense with that, with the AP. It was just total nonsense with the AP. Mm-hmm. It's straight bullshit, like straight tuna. You know? Yeah, so and things, you know, like I said in the beginning, I'm a thinker, so I know that subduing a suppressed feeling of a person, you feel me, it's just what it is. You just subduing it, you just suppressing the feelings and everything like that. So it might come out in a different way with people. See, we talk about everything. We talk about vetting people out and getting to know motherfuckers. Like, okay, like, I give y'all some game right now, you know what I'm saying, to everybody that's listening. To everybody that's motherfucking listening, you feel me? That taking them motherfuckers out on a date shit, that shit is out. First time meeting somebody and taking, and first time, it shouldn't be at no fucking restaurant. Meeting somebody for the first time. For me, I meet somebody at the first time at a restaurant. Why the fuck? Okay. Is that how we met? Like, is that how we met? Are we fucking foodies or something like that? Like, we want to try this new place out or something. Like, what the fuck? You been to Denny's. You been to IHOP. You been to all this other shit around here. Everything is the same. So, what I'm supposed to do, put the water on one side of the fucking table and you, that's going to determine if I'm the motherfucker you want to fuck with type shit. What is we doing? What I say y'all should do, go straight, you know what I mean? Take a motherfucker to the house or wherever. Meet them at their house. You feel me? Get to know each other there. See if y'all can tolerate each other. Y'all even fuck. Go ahead and fuck. See if y'all like each other enough to go on a date. To go eat. Or is it worth getting up and leaving? Is it worth getting up, you know, and continuing it? Or getting up and, you know, no, that's it. Because the dating scene is fucked up right now. They think a dude just want to fuck and that's it. And call up another female, do the same thing, fuck, and that's it. You feel me? You think taking somebody to the fucking restaurant or asking to take you out to a restaurant is gonna establish home values and a husband and no, all that shit's bullshit. Somebody want a free meal and that's it. The dating game is shitty. Luckily that I'm fucking with somebody that I want to fuck with. Not luckily, but I'm fucking with somebody that I want to fuck with, that we vibing on some shit, you feel me? Trying to build something. And this ain't no, listen. The way I'm saying things, it might sound like this is a dating podcast or something like that. No, I'm just giving y'all a little bit of game and people that need it.
You feel me? Motherfuckers just be up here just surfing the internet. You feel me? They be yearning for a motherfucker to give them a little bit of game of what they think they missing. You feel me? It's a couple motherfuckers that want to listen. That want to listen and get that game so they can apply it. They don't give a fuck where it's coming from. Just say something that's meaningful. That's what people be wanting to hear. That's why I be trying to get people. Okay, so. You feel me? So, that calzone was busting. I'm hungry as shit still, though. I'm hungry as shit. Yeah, nigga still hungry as shit. I don't know what to eat. I might have to order something. Don't want to, but I am kind of hungry. Bae says she got some tea, so we don't see though. But yeah. What we focusing on though is finances and property and real estates and everything like that. That's what we focusing on, real estates and shit like that. I introduced her to some books and shit that she's learning from me. I'm guiding her through some things. And it's a good thing with somebody picking up what I drop off, you feel me? What I always say. And somebody, I found somebody that takes this shit, what I say, serious. And they applying that shit diligently, you feel me? It's a wonderful thing, you feel me? Yeah, that's basically what are we doing with this? And I appreciate everybody that's been chopping it, that's been coming up here listening, sharing it, you feel me, viewing it at work or whatever, you feel me, in the morning time or whatever. It's been a lot of shit happening too in this music world, in this podcast music world. People going outside. People going out real sad. For what reason? Don't know. Well, in the LA, Los Angeles music scene, you feel me? The other podcast people probably, y'all know who the fuck No Jumper is, the Adam 22 guy. Well, of recent, you feel me? He's been going on his little off hinge rants and going after people with credibility in these LA streets. Just talking out the side of his neck. Shit don't sound serious. Shit sound crazy. But the people they talking about is no nonsense people. So, since they not with his entity anymore, you feel me? They feel like they not obligated to even get his nigga a pass. So if they see anybody from the motherfucking No Jumper shit, they getting pressed, they getting questions asked. And fast forward, they call a No Jumper employee, quote unquote, lacking Desto Dub, awful lot of cough syrup CEO. They call him lacking at a Sexy Red concert. My thing is, like, Desto Dub, he's like the face of fashion of the LA scene. You feel me? Everybody's rocking his shit, rocks his shit, his brand. They use everything, his whole brand, the Loose Leafs. I even did a podcast on his Loose Leafs, you feel me? And that's like the most viewed, not the most viewed, but the most watched for some reason, and the most shared. But yeah, He got caught up in the mix. He old enough to know to not be in that mix. You feel me? Not to be laughing and kicking with what Adam 22 was talking about. You feel me? Putting him in the beef and hiding his hand, saying they on their own with this shit. People ready to crash out for the no fun, no jumper check. So it was like, you feel me? He had to wave the white flag because he didn't want no lawsuits or nothing like that. He didn't want no co-host ended up hurt because of his stupidity. And yeah. Put Ace Boys and Figmenity, they got the W on that shit. Because they seen that they wasn't playing no more. This ain't no game. This shit is not, you know, they don't know how to articulate their words, so they're gonna get at you if they're feeling disrespected. So that was a given on, you know. Yeah, so he got pressed. He seemed like he was kind of spooked. They got that all on camera. How real cop it, please, and shit. You feel me? That could damage somebody's brand. You feel me? Then everybody discussed and talk about why you gonna run into somebody that's turned down and that's somebody that's not on that type of shit. His whole aesthetic was like, okay, he's part of it, but he just took the route of a businessman clothing brand or just a brand, period. And for them to tank that in a way, you feel me? He kind of brought down himself by aligning himself with motherfuckers. That's not good for him. That's been proven time to time to don't trust that motherfucker, but for some reason, they got your ass in there. You too big to be on no jumpers, right? And you doing all that shit. You could start your own podcast and did the same fucking shit. But you under a motherfucker, don't give a fuck about you, so you about to get the whole ain't shit package. I'll say. But yeah, she better hurry up, motherfucking call me if I doze off on her ass. There she go with that bullshit. And, yeah, so. Shit, everything. Everything should be. And now just thinking about this shit, I'm just laid back thinking, random, just thinking about, damn, what happened to all these other YouTubers? I haven't seen these YouTubers pop up in a minute. Hopefully these motherfuckers is cool. Like, damn, I ain't seen a couple motherfuckers. Let me see. I know y'all probably like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? You gotta make sure. Oh shit, 8 days ago, this motherfucker grew a beard. Motherfucker grew a beard, okay. Let's see what's going through Uptown Grow Labs. He did 1 year videos, lives, okay. 1 day ago, he grew a fucking beard. He didn't do all the lives down. Playlists. Let's put some thumbs up for Uptown Grow Lab. He's been doing this shit since, watch this motherfucker, he ain't changed up, man. Since 2015. Uptown Grow Lab, he's still smoking weed, still going strong and shit. He got the shit going, okay. Shout out to Jay, man. I used to watch this shit all the time. It just got to a point, I'm like, man, I don't wanna. But yeah, I need to start watching this shit again. Get back to the roots of this shit. Figuring out how the fuck he even got this shit. You know what I'm saying? I've watched this shit since 2015. It's 2023 now. You know what I mean? Doing the, doing the, you know, my weed, my horticulture thing, you feel me? The green thumb. I ain't been doing a green thumb lately, you feel me? But I sure as hell been smoking a lot. Good weed. I've been calming down on the weed, throwing them, like, you feel me? I haven't been rolling up. I mean, I smoke weed every day, but I haven't been smoking, like, I've been like a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I still smoke a lot of weed. But yeah, it's a good thing to see motherfuckers is still doing their thing, smoking, growing, doing their shit, enjoying their shit. I aspire to be like motherfuckers like this, just having it their way. But, you know, it's the politics and shit like that. That's why he don't like to speak on that shit, because it is politics. But it is what it is, though. But yeah, though, but I know I'm everywhere with it. That's the LA scene for the music and everything and the culture. But now I'm talking about the weed part with this shit, you feel me? It's a good thing when people be doing they YouTubes and having a consistent run. I like that shit. It's like, it's still normalcy. It's still a normalcy. And this shit, you feel me? You ain't plagued by bullshit ass drama and propaganda and shit. Yep, that's all I gotta show is gratitude. Gratitude, okay, and then before I get up off here, you know what I mean? I was learning on some shit on how to do trade lines and shit like that. How to use trade lines, and I came up on some awesome things about trade lines. So if y'all wanna get into conversations about what is trade lines and what it can do for you, y'all can hit me up, leave a comment or something. Follow me on social media. Just type in hashtag ELG Music Group, you feel me? If y'all find this shit and y'all look at my shit, you feel me? Look at the title. The hashtag says ELG Music Group. You copy and paste that. You put it in Google and you do your due diligence. Find my social media, hit me up lately. Hey, I found you from podcast from Saucy Talk. Are you ELG from Saucy Talk Podcast? That's how I'm going to determine if, you know. Yeah, you feel me? But yeah, the trade lines, just hit me up if y'all want to learn. Yeah, I've been learning a little bit about trade lines and shit, how to boost credit and all that shit. Just a whole bunch of information that I'm gathering People probably sound like a bozo from telling, from, you know, learning some shit and just trying to spill it to y'all before I even deep dive. I know that. I know that people shouldn't do that type of shit, but fuck it. Y'all my people, you feel me? Y'all get what I'm talking about. We basically this is the elevation podcast. We're gonna elevate every day, every second. We focus it on having everything we want in life, financially, mentally, spiritually. And that's what it's all a fucking about. That's all it's about. I'm having it your way. And that's what I'm trying to provide for people. Different ways of thinking. I'm giving y'all dropping jewels. I'm dropping jewels and gems every fucking day. This is like the best podcast that y'all can get. This is like one stop shop for everybody. Everybody fuck with this shit, you feel me? I get people talks about this shit. I get people talks, consultations. Everything I say, they apply and it works. Effortlessly. That's what y'all gotta do. Just work on y'all shit. Do y'all due diligence and just crack every fucking layer until y'all get to y'all shit. You know what I mean? Y'all want. Mm-hmm.